Hey, we have Tammy from Indian Country Sports and Lots on the horn with us here. Tammy, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Excellent. I haven't talked to you since the Lake Trout Festival. We got kind of the recap from Steve the week after, and it sounds like the fishing has maintained pretty good. Are you hearing about any people catching fish?
Absolutely. I can tell by the fish cleaning station. It is just hopping.
Well, that's good. Now, are they catching any salmon or just lake trout?
Some salmon as well as lake trout.
Are you hearing anything specifically that they're, you know, where they're fishing, deep depth of water, that kind of thing?
For the salmon, they're doing some trolling, and I would say about 80 to 100 feet.
Okay.
And still the lake trout, they're doing a lot of the, with the bobbing sticks, the gaboos.
Right, yeah.
And they're going down anywhere from about 175 to 300 feet down.
All right. Have you heard about any real big fish?
Not any real big fish, not since the lake trout. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Not anything big to share. Not anything of size, anyhow.
Now, you know, the salmon fishermen, they tend to buy specific spoons based on what's hot. Now, have you seen anything flying off your shelf from moonshine or fin or any of that?
Since the Lake Trout Festival, the fin spoons are really hot. They just really like the orange and the chartreuse colors.
Okay. Now, do you carry a lot of different shapes and sizes in the fin spoon?
I do. I really do. I am loaded with the fin spoons. I have a really large selection.
Is there anything specific that is working better than another, other than the colors that you just mentioned?
I have the smaller ones that are going pretty quickly, and I would say it's equal.
Okay.
The small ones as well as the regular size ones.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything to throw in more about Keweenaw Bay or Huron Bay at this point?
No, just that we did have some rain, and that stopped the fishermen for, you know, a little while, but they're back out there. I've been seeing boats put in all day long today.
Okay.
And they can't wait to get out there.
Well, it sounds like a great weekend coming up as well to get out there and do some fishing on the holiday weekend, so I appreciate the insight on that. And we got inland lakes and stream fishing to talk about when we return in our next outdoor report. So stay tuned for part two with Tammy from Indian Country Sports and Lots. Continue in our next outdoor report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.